The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
It's the invasion of the mad Canadians. This is Will and Backus with Stephen Pickford.
Good morning.
And special guest in the studio, of course,
Art
Farley.
Sitting at the end of the table.
You have to capture the sheer frustration in that voice when you go, Art!
When that was first enunciated by Yoav, we just knew exactly where he was coming from.
Yoav has got some personal business to attend to today.
Right on.
And we also have another new character on the show, of course, a man played by Jerry Lozoff. The character's name is Jerry. His last name is Mandering, so we hope you enjoy that. Today we're going to be talking about Mexico.
Yes, Jerry Wagschall, Toronto-based investigative journalist, has been back discovering some of the hidden gems of the interior and the coastline away from the traditional resort spots that we always contemplate. And he'll be giving us his report at 4:15. During the week, we're drinking out of our Monroe, Louisiana cups this morning from the Monroe and West Monroe, Louisiana Convention and Visitors Bureau, KMBS land.
That's right.
And looking through their brochure here, have you ever dipped your toes in a lazy bayou on a warm afternoon and just let the breeze keep you company? Of course, watch for the alligators first.
I've dipped my toes in a lazy body on a warm afternoon.
But I'm just contemplating.
Water.
How was it?
It looks so beautiful, but I'm just thinking about the alligators. If you dip your toes in the bayou,
you won't get them back.
You get them back. Yeah. You always contemplate, you know, Louisiana and the cuisine, the Cajun influence, and the
Cajun Jello.
Well, there was a reception.
Cajun Jello.
Sponsored by the state of Louisiana. And there was, I had to laugh because one of the dishes on the menu was described as a glorious crawfish étouffée, tastily topped with a tincture of Tabasco. And then these little bottles, 1/8 of an ounce of Tabasco sauce.
To understand why that is so much fun, we've actually been doing, like, the radio show has been on Liberty Works for almost a year now. We've been on CIQC Montreal since 1997, but we actually have been doing Travel World in one form or another since the middle 80s, and back then we would take various media personalities from Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto on different trips. We went down to Jacksonville, Florida with a radio man from Ottawa named Dave Watts. Dave, 50,000 watts.
Turn up the power to 50,000 watts was his moniker, and he traveled with us as well. We went to Louisiana, and we toured first Baton Rouge, and spent one night there, and a beautiful tour of their state house and some of the plantation houses down the Mississippi River. And
the man would write the most flowery thank you letters I have ever seen in my life.
Would taste the food. And we did eat some great meals in Louisiana. That is one thing about Louisiana. You cannot go wrong with the jambalaya and the gumbo and the crab cakes and the po' boy sandwiches. It's a culinary
feast. It's an extravaganza.
It's an extravaganza.
What other tasty words do you know?
I thought Louisiana was just going to be a little bit of bayou and swamp.
How wrong I was. I also lifted from Dave Watts's thank you letter.
There was so much to see and do there. It was so close to home
yet so undiscovered. That was lifted from the Dave Watts thank you letter from when we did our trip to the Laurentians.
And there's so many places in Louisiana other than New Orleans, and there's the southern part of the state, which is very much known for ecotourism and getting out into the wild. There are more alligators in southwest corner of Louisiana than people, and the alligator is no longer an endangered species. There's one month, the month of September,
citizens are an endangered species.
Yeah, I was just thinking
the alligators take the bayou back.
One month of the year where it's legal.
The humans are extinct.
And it becomes one of the fun things to do. People live on the bayou, and you can take 1.5-2 hour tour and actually go out. You're not going too far from the city. You're going out into wild country, and this is the way it was in the early 1800s. Not much has changed in Louisiana outside of the cities.
Imagine being born on the bayou. Then you could have that song about you. You know, just like I have this friend, Roxanne, and it never fails. Everybody cracks that stupid joke and sings that song by Sting.
Does she turn on the red lights?
Oh, exactly. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, think of something original, Charlie Brown. Yeah. I mean, really.
And guess what you can do in Monroe as well, Willem?
Well, there's a lot of things I can do in Monroe.
Yes. Well, actually, some, you know who used to work in Monroe, Louisiana?
Who used to
one
work?
One of their first jobs in broadcasting.
No, it can't be Cynthia Fodor. No. Sharon Delaney.
Sharon Delaney. You're
oh,
right,
what a
right.
guess.
Really? Well, yeah, two choices that you guess, right. 50-50
well,
chance.
Well, no,
there are a lot of
it could have been many people.
Many
but
people.
On the other hand, with all the people that we've met over the years, but the other things that you can do in Monroe, Louisiana, is listen to the Liberty Works Radio Network. And we must give a great compliment to the morning show, because I took a listen to the new morning show on Liberty Works, and it is nothing short of fantastic. Give it a listen. These people are entertaining.
Good radio.
I enjoyed
excellent
it.
Radio.
I really did. It was a very enjoyable listen. So good job to the folks doing the morning show. AM America on Liberty Works Radio Network.
You can take a cruise on the Twin City Queen.
Mm-hmm.
The Twin Cities being Monroe and West Monroe.
Uh-huh.
And for our friend Chad Kennedy, the Twin City Drag Race, a quarter-mile strip sanctioned by the National Hot Rod Association and offering all classes of cars from street to super pro, held each Saturday from March to October. Gates open at
you
1
kidding.
p.m.
You're doing that for, a sanctioned way to do it, actually.
Monroe and West Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau is 1-800-843-1872.
Yes, our guest Jerry Mandering would have something to say about drag race. But you don't drag race your triumph, do you?
No.
Well, you got to get close to the mic, Jerry. Move a little closer to that. No, that's not that mic.
No.
That mic.
The operating mic.
The one that works.
The mic. You should know better than that, radio man and all.
Here, grab mine, Jerry.
Oh, dear.
I hear about drag races and was the other one Queens?
The Twin City Queen.
Yes.
That's a boat cruise.
Okay. Queens Drag Race?
Can't go there.
You know what's funny about these things? They have a boat ride in almost every city we've been to. Every city's got a boat ride. Topeka, Kansas probably has a boat ride.
We have taken a boat ride.
Middle of the desert.
San Francisco, Reno, Lake Tahoe, Jacksonville, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach.
Well, it's always called
Baltimore.
The something queen. This queen, that queen, Tahoe queen, Delta queen, Mississippi queen, this queen, that jungle queen. Except in San Francisco.
It's not the drag queen.
They call it the Horatio Hornblower.
Hornblower dinner cruises in San Francisco.
Oh, 1, 2, and 3.
And they have the dinner cruises. They have a Sunday brunch cruise underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. And
they have enjoyed
Alcatraz.
Actually, it's a very enjoyable trip. They have enjoyed the Willem Backus experience, because when we went there in 1992, and of course they, we being the journalists that we are, we walked in there and they said, "Would you like anything to drink?" Now I do not drink alcohol at all, and I said, "Well, basically, give me a glass." Well, usually what they do is they feed you an all-you-can-eat buffet, which is 10 times saltier than it has to be, which makes you 15 times thirstier than you ever will be in your life.
So you can buy the $3 and $4 soft drinks.
But the soft drinks were complimentary, and I said, "Bring me another one every 3 minutes or so." And then they start bringing me pitchers. And then it became a little competition at the time. He says, "Bet you can't drink that one. Bet you can't drink that one." I think at the end I had like 17 glasses of Diet Coke and 4 pitchers or something like that.
And as soon as we got off back at the dock,
I located every restroom on the way back to our hotel.
You must have been sloshed.
And we were passed.
We were on a major sugar rush.
We were passed by an 18-wheel Coca-Cola truck, and we said, "That truck is making a delivery to our hotel." It was personally delivered by Willem Backus.
Oh, yeah. These days it's Diet Pepsi.
He made the switch. He made the switch.
And these days it's caffeine-free Diet Pepsi, I may add, so...
Yeah. Hijacked the truck.
I don't drink.
And of course, that wonderful line when we took the harbor cruise in Baltimore about what is free in life, the air we breathe and the water.
Yeah, we said, "What's free?" He says, "Yeah,
you got to pay for good air."
Water and the air we breathe. Yeah, the waitress had a good sense.
Waiter
had a good sense of humor. Waitress was out in San Francisco.
Oh, the waitress was also on the boat at the Spirit of Philadelphia in the Philadelphia Harbor, where we had a lunch show while we had our Sunday brunch. They put on a song and dance show for us. That was fun too.
Oh, that was a very interesting show, that particular one.
Oh, it was always something when you hit the road. And I'm looking forward to what Jerry Wagshall has to say about Mexico.
Yeah.
He took any boat tours or did any cruising of any sort while he was down there. I know Jerry's the man to get off to some of those more exotic destinations.
I know Bonnie's going to tell us if he's got on during the break. Well, Bonnie, we're going to run our break rather shortly. Stay tuned on Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Hey, listening.
Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
No one can deny the benefits of
information.
The sounds of Def Leppard on AM, and boy, what a great day to feel good about everything. This is a beautiful
sunny day
in Montreal.
Summer day, and summer across America. And
well, I hope so. I hope everybody's having a beautiful sunny afternoon on Saturday morning here on the eastern side. So, and we have Jerry Wagschild talking about beautiful sunny places.
You went a little off the beaten path in Mexico. Everyone goes to Mexico and thinks of, again, it's always the traditional places. You go to Mexico City, you go to Acapulco or Cancun. Where did you end up going this time in Mexico, Jerry?
Hi, Stephen. Hi, Willem. Hi, Art. How you guys doing?
Mm. Good morning, Jerry.
Jerry, when you say Art, you got to say Art!
Art!
You got to capture the frustration in your voice.
Where I went was a place which is experiencing quite a bit of a resurgence. I think you're absolutely right, Stephen. People that I talk to often tell me that they're going to Puerto Vallarta or they're going to some of the other very popular tourist areas. But Manzanillo is actually quite an interesting area. I guess you guys probably remember the film 10. I'm surprised.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
If you guys were... I don't know if you were young enough to remember that, but I mean, you know, to remember the film. But that was shot at a place called Camino Las Hadas, which is a resort in the area.
El Camino de las Hadas?
In 1982.
That sounds like Chad's car.
In September of 1982.
That sounds like...
That's right, yeah. It was very... It's quite an older film. And but
I said something.
It wasn't a Tay Day. That was like the Manzanillo region in its heyday. Since then, the region has experienced a little bit of a decline, but it is now coming back. It's again in vogue. And what's interesting about that is you find that you're in an area that still has all the, you know, things that tourist places offer: diving, food, friendly people, great service and stuff, without the kind of overflow that you get from some of the more touristy destinations such as Puerto Vallarta and other areas which are so popular that you find that you can't get a little bit of peace and quiet.
Jerry,
mm-hmm.
what is diving food?
Diving and food, I guess I said.
Oh, I thought you said diving food, and I said, what's that, muffins?
Diving food, no.
I guess you just can't wait to get your supper, so you jump off the
You're so hungry, and you jump right into the buffet, that like Alan Frederick's at the buffet line.
I meant diving comma food.
Okay.
But,
enunciate your punctuation.
If you guys are brave enough to well, I'm not doing the script thing, so I'm reading.
Good man.
Okay, good.
That's good. Good. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Winging it.
The winger.
Diving comma food.
Okay.
All right. So
comma,
I'll read
pause.
The commas
There's
out. Diving comma
comma
food. Anyway, I'll go on with this.
Okay.
The Manzanillo region is home to many hotels and nightlife. It's close by to...
Semicolon.
But it's what's interesting, though, that's a kind of a bus... Manzanillo is kind of a bustling city, and there are a lot of hotels and nightlife in the area if you're looking for that sort of thing. If you want something more off the beaten track, there's a place that's a really good find, and I think it's good for people who are listening right now, known as Barra de Navidad. It's the kind of place where it actually was a little fishing village.
Barra de Navidad?
It's called Barra de Navidad.
Okay.
And so again, this is an area that's about 4 to 5 hours south driving from Puerto Vallarta. And buses in Mexico are actually really inexpensive. And if you happen to be, for example, in Puerto Vallarta or whatever, you wanted to go down here, you could. I'm going to tell you about getting here later anyway. But It was a fishing village, still is. You can still see the guys going out with their nets fishing, and they will take you for about $40 or $50 an hour, where you can go fishing for sailfish, tuna, dorado. It's a wonderful place where you really feel time slowing down. It takes a little while to get used to, and all of a sudden you sort of get into that sort of Mexican time. It's in the off season. It's really not overrun by tourists. It's a place where I think you really feel that you could never be found. You know, like something out of I don't know, just one of these places where, you know, your bosses are looking for you. They're never going to find you in Barrio de Navidad. Not even you guys are going to find me over there. Places where you can go.
I don't know what quite you mean by that. You'll never find me out there, but no.
There are places where you can be found.
I get it. But it could have been taken the other way too.
In L.A. somewhere, in a resort. I mean, your cell phone goes off, or somebody, can track you down. I'm just saying that this is one of those places where you really feel like you're really away from things, and I think it would be kind of difficult to get in touch with you.
But true small town Mexico.
Exactly. True small town Mexico.
Mexico was. In the 30s, 40s, before it got really built up.
I think that's what I'm trying to say, yeah. Very friendly people. There's got a lot of little places where you can go and have a drink, a nice cerveza, look at the water pounding on the shore. Spanish is always helpful, but it's not completely required, because a lot of people in the area also speak English, and they're very, very helpful and friendly. From Barrio de Navidad, which is this, like you said, a small little town feeling, you can take a quick ferry, which basically leaves when you get to the point where the boat goes from, and that will take you to a luxurious resort known as the Grand Bay Hotel, which is situated in a gated resort community on a peninsula called Isla de Navidad, which actually was a very historic port. And the owners of this hotel, the Liano family in Mexico, built this $200 million resort partly to restore the glory of the old port and also to attract people to the area. Frankly, it's not as busy as the owners wanted it to be, which it does do a lot of basically group business and stuff and individual business, but it is, because of that, it is really a quiet oasis. And when you're coming on this little, if you can imagine this little town, Barrio de Navidad, where you can get some amazing food and drink, and then you can take this little ferry, manned by only one person. It's basically a fiberglass jetty. Will take you over to this thing, which in the night looks like, you know, kind of a very beautiful castle. And it boasts some fine restaurants, a three-level pool, and, you know, serving some excellent food. They have their own water purification facilities in case anybody's concerned about, you know, the water quality in the region. They have their own water purification
The eternal question is, of course, the old story with the water thing, so that's a very important fact to know about that.
It is, yeah. I was there with my brother, who's an excellent, who's a professor in Spanish Lit. So I mean, I had it pretty easy in that sense. But we were there, and we both of us didn't get sick, and you know, we were, you know, medium careful. We weren't crazy careful.
Spanish Lit. That's a very fascinating topic. What is your brother's name, Jerry?
His brother's Steven.
Your brother's name is Steven.
My brother's name is Steven. He's a...
How about that? Our own Steven is studying the Spanish tongue.
No way.
So, yes, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Definitely. So we'll be getting a few words out sooner or later.
Well, no,
with the Mexican ambassador, isn't he?
That's right. He is studying with the Mexican ambassador, and that's something that's only Steven. Only Steven has it. He doesn't want anyone to know about his lessons, so language lessons. Carry on, Jerry.
To you guys, that the hotel has, you know, an amazing. There's a marina there where you can see some, you know, where a lot of boats, for example, will dock there and take advantage of the facilities, because there is a marina right adjacent to the hotel, as well as for whoever golfs, you know, one of these incredible 18-hole, like world-class lush golf courses. Getting there is really easy with Air Canada.
Half the fun.
There are two direct flights a day, starting at, if you book 2 weeks in advance, $420 US, which is quite cheap, from Toronto. It takes just about approximately 5 hours. You can make excellent connections. Sorry?
I wanted to ask you something about that, Jerry. There's a question for Stephen.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about Air Canada, but what a great way it is to get from point A to point B. And we are actually taking Air Canada down to Maryland next week for our own appearance at the Liberty Works Radio Network. Stephen, can an American buy an Air Canada ticket from, say, a destination where they go to and from Montreal or any Canadian destination?
Rephrase that, because that didn't make much sense.
Okay, if I want to go to a point in the States where Air Canada goes,
right,
I can buy an Air Canada ticket. If an American wants to fly Air Canada to Montreal and back, can they do it?
If they're starting in the United States, they go, let's say, from Charlotte, North Carolina to Montreal, they buy Air Canada ticket.
Okay, well, then that was my question.
Yes, okay.
We have to take a break in about 20 seconds.
Both ways. We're going to keep Jerry Wagshall on the line.
I didn't know that.
They only sell one-way traffic, and that's why they only sell half their seats. We're going to take a short break for news with Mark Allen, and we'll be back with Jerry Wagshall, and then some comedy bits when we return on Travel World.
On the Liberty Works Radio Network.
That was good.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. Senior U.S. and Vietnamese trade negotiators have kicked off 2 days of talks hoping to complete a historic pact to boost commercial ties between the former enemies and usher communist Hanoi into the global economy. After 4 years of on-and-off negotiations, a market-opening agreement may be within reach to reduce tariffs on goods and services between the U.S. and Vietnam while protecting intellectual property and improving U.S.-Vietnamese investment relations. A dozen of New York's finest restaurants have agreed not to serve white veal that comes from young calves. An animal welfare group, Farm Sanctuary, says it has received letters pledging not to serve the veal from restaurants, including some famous ones such as Four Seasons and the Russian Tea Room. In Germany, the parliament has approved a $5 billion settlement to former slave laborers of the Nazis in what may be the last major package for crimes of the Third Reich. The Bundestag voted 556-42
in 940 News, Montreal's first all-news radio.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Updated to the second guarantee, creating a complete package of everything you want or need to know.
It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the flame is rising to the ground.
940 News, Montreal.
Oh, the humanity. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
And we predicted that, and that's exactly what happened to the ratings. I mean, they had impressive ratings before they switched the all-lose format.
Lost three-quarters of the listeners.
Oh, and people, you know, it's one thing if you actually listen to your audience, but they don't. And
no, Montrealers just tuned off.
Montrealers, they love good radio.
And they also like good comedy. This is the 18th edition of the Just for Last Festival coming up, begins next week, and one of the featured comics is DJ McCarthy, Montreal Boy Made Good, who will be appearing live on stage as part of the festival. Good morning, DJ.
Good morning. I'm really glad you guys aren't bitter about leaving that station. I better not get on your bad side at all.
Well, there's a couple of other talk show hosts there that, if you remember, the Kevin Matheny, arch nemesis of a certain famous
Radio American DJ,
American radio personality. Kevin Matheny was his arch nemesis, and the GM at the station in Montreal is kind of
similar,
but makes Kevin look like a nice guy.
So you're healing. That's the important thing.
Yes, we are healing.
We got a couple minutes before the break, and we'll pick you up again after the break. DJ, tell us a little bit about the show that you're doing this year.
I'm doing six shows. I'm doing Bubbling with Laughter. I'm doing the Montreal show, and I'm also doing a gala with Louis Anderson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, the Montreal show, what exactly is that? Now, what, for the Americans who don't know, Montreal has the one of the world's largest comedy festivals.
It is the world's largest comedy festival, yeah. And what they do, lucky for us being Montrealers, since the last 12 years, they've had one show that specifically just shows the talents of comedians from Montreal. And out of that, we get an... On one show, we get exposed to 300 or 400 industry people that we wouldn't normally get being in a little community like Montreal.
Little community.
Well, English community.
Compared to Toronto, yeah.
Well, let's not compare it to Toronto if we can.
There we go. No, no, Montreal is unique. Actually, it's funny. I talk to people who travel all over. And in fact, Guy Carboneau, one of the Montreal Canadiens hockey players for many, many years, I actually spoke with him on Wednesday, and he chooses to live in Montreal, even though he plays for the Dallas Stars.
He just retired. Yeah, he just retired.
I saw him right back here at Cheers watching us do our karaoke, and he was telling us how much he enjoys Montreal because there is no other place like it in North America, and it's well worth the visit.
And the talk goes that he'll be coming back to Montreal to some sort of executive capacity with the
team. We hope so. He tells me he doesn't know exactly what he's planning to do, the station. He doesn't know what he'd be good at the Canadiens organization, but, you know, we're a hockey town. We love Guy Carboneau, and we'd love to see him in whatever capacity. We're going to have to
take a break. We'll continue with DJ McCarthy and talking about the Festival Just for Laughs, the world's biggest all-comedy event, July 13th to 23rd in Montreal, when we return on Travel World Across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
Their opinion of the new Three Stooges backwards running wall clock.
Council on Patient Information and Education.
Tell me how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see it's out of control? Baby's got my heart and my baby's got my mind.
Yeah, from the ratings library here at Travel World Radio Show, and that's Melissa Etheridge. And, of course, the hook to that is, of course, there's lots of water around Montreal. Montreal's an island, one of the most beautiful places.
Oh, just you down can, by the waterfront.
You can come here for the comedy festival, but you can also walk along the lakeshore. It's one of the most beautiful things. And actually, on one of the really hot days in Montreal, something I like to do is go to Lachine right by the rapids. It's like natural air conditioning, so refreshing.
It's like another 5-10 degrees cooler with the breeze and the water cooling you off. DJ McCarthy is a Montreal-based comic appearing here at the Just for Laughs Festival, which begins next week, July 13th to 23rd, and along with a lot of big names, there's a number of shows going on. What's your big event, DJ?
Well, the big one will be the gala, which is on the Sunday night with Louis Anderson, where you're in front of about 2,300 people. So I'm paying up to $110 a ticket. So I'm not wearing jeans for that show. And I'll be doing about 7 or 8 minutes. And then we're doing the Montreal show on the Saturday night, which two are sold out, and they just added a third midnight show.
Now, do you find with the Montreal show, is this something that only Montrealers will comprehend or understand the humor? Or is this geared that if a visitor to the city is in town, they will also get the gist of the jokes?
Absolutely. There's some universal jokes that every comic does. Every act will go on and maybe do two or three lines about being from the city. But we also know that sitting in the back of the room are the Hollywood executives, so we definitely want to appeal to them as much as we can.
And, of course, you have some big productions. You're working on some big productions yourself. Any details on what's
new in
your career?
I can't tell you too many details because it'll kill me because it's Hollywood and they have me locked down. But myself and my partner, John Rogers, just signed a writing deal with Centropolis Entertainment, the guys who just put up The Patriot and are famous for Independence Day and Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah, we're writing an action movie for them.
You should write an action movie for Videodrome Distribution Limited.
For who?
That's a different
type of action.
Yes.
You don't necessarily want to know.
Don't reference me, boys. I don't know.
Okay.
You're better off not knowing.
Okay. Yes. Young ears are listening.
This is a family show.
That's right.
If you're in Montreal, stop by the Hilltop later on this evening. We'll show you what it's all about.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, carry on. Well, can you give us some examples of some of your more funnier bits for the American audience?
Now, there's a loaded question, and nothing will work out of context for me. You know what? The one thing, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was in a bar, and that's probably where you'd find me any day of the week. And somebody ordered Mike's Hard Lemonade. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'd never heard of this before. It's booze and lemonade.
It's like a boomerang kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I want to get drunk, but I want to feel like I'm four. And the main ingredient is
6.3% alcohol.
Pardon?
What? Go ahead, DJ.
Okay, all right. We'll just.
What were you saying? I didn't hear it.
I'm getting heckled on the radio on the phone. And the main ingredient in Mark's Hard Lemonade is vodka.
Oh,
now,
no.
On the back of it, they have a little story. And apparently everybody knew this but me, that vodka originally comes from potatoes.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. Apparently everybody. If that's true, then how for the last 500 years did the nation of Ireland miss that fact?
That's true. Oh, that is true. There we go.
Yeah, good. Yes. Truth has never been spoken more. Yes.
Carry on.
Carry on. Oh, what am I doing? 7 minutes?
Got it.
the 7 minute show.
You got another 2 minutes there. Go for it.
Traveling must bring up its own set of funny moments. You must have some funny stories to recount because you take your show on the road, or you've headed down to Los Angeles. You must come across special moments that then you can build into your act afterwards.
Well, the best thing about doing this for a living is you get to travel and they get to pay you. So you don't have to pay. I have amazing frequent flyer points and I've never bought a ticket in my life. You know, I've been to Australia, I've been to Edinburgh. I've been to Europe a few times, all doing stand-up. But the weirdest stories are the stories in Canada, because this is just such a vast expanse of people who have nothing in common with each other. And I was up in Flin Flon, Manitoba, which is the home of Bobby Clark, and it's like the surface of the moon. And I'm on stage, and I'm doing a joke. And the joke is that my father's getting older, but he's also getting shorter. And I figure about in 3 or 4 years, I'm going to have a gnome for the front lawn.
A gnome in the front lawn.
So what happens is, out of the darkness of this room we're in, I hear somebody yell at me, "That's not funny." And I said, "Well, you know, the other 200 people thought it was." And out of the shadows came a midget. And he goes, "That's not funny." And I said, "Well, I'm not making fun of midgets. I'm making fun of gnomes. And unless you're a mythical creature." And so so it turns out that... This guy just can't, he can't hold his liquor, and so he's heckling me all the time, and I'm trying to be very kind to him. Eventually I have to be a little cruel to him, and it turns out his name is Alphonse. So bad enough, he's in Flin Flon, and he's a midget, but his mother named him Alphonse.
triple whammy.
So I'm
triple
whammy. So I'm
as far
on
as
the
holding
phone
his
the next
liquor?
Day to a friend who lives in Los Angeles, and I said, "You won't believe what happened to me." I said, "I was up in Flin Flon, and I got heckled by a midget." And without missing a beat, my buddy went, "Alphonse?"
No. Oh, no.
The one so midget not, Manitoba.
He's not a midget. He's the midget.
He might be related to Hank, the angry dwarf.
Yes, but exactly.
As to holding his liquor, you can take a lesson from my sister. She says you do it by the ears, but I don't know what she's talking about.
So much for the family show.
Carry on. Yeah. Alphonse the midget.
Yep.
So what other stuff there? Even some of the place names in Canada are funny. Moose Jaw.
Yes. Buffalo Jump Head Smashed In. That's my favorite
Buffalo,
one.
Buffalo
right in the middle
jump
of Pincher Creek, Alberta. Buffalo Jump Head Smashed In.
Come by chance, Newfoundland.
Yes.
Yellow
Knife. There's another one
in Montreal,
but I can't mention it on the air.
There you go.
Come up with Yellow Knife.
Well, Yellow Knife.
Why is Yellow Knife funny?
Yeah. Only to Art. Art stays up at night laughing and thinking Yellow Knife is funny. He laughs himself to sleep all night.
Yeah, right.
He
on.
Thinks Saskatchewan is a funny name. And
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Well, Saskatchewan, isn't that the Indian word for help? Get me out of this place. It's so flat.
The Indian word for help, get me out of Saskatchewan.
DJ McCarthy is appearing at the 18th edition of the Festival Just for Laughs, the July 13th to 23rd here in Montreal, and there's over 100 English language shows. Tim Allen, William Shatner, Kevin James, Louis Anderson, Jim Brewer, but spelled a different way, Bob Saget, and... Jackie Martling in town for
the
Just
Man.
For Laughs Festival. Yeah. Information at 514-790-HAHA. That's HAHA. And all the information you need on ticket information and individual show times, group rates, packages, VIP tickets.
And be sure to catch DJ's shows. DJs, you want to recap the shows that you're in?
July 18th, I'm at Club Soda on the Bubbling with Laughter. July 22nd, three shows at Club Soda for the Montreal show. All two shows sold out except for the midnight show. And Sunday night, I'm with Louis Anderson at Theatre Saint-Denis.
Fantastic. DJ, thanks for appearing on Travel World. Do join us again as often as you like. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the comedy show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Fantastic. Well, another week has come and gone.
A week has come and gone, and that means that in just 7 days' time, we'll be down in Carroll County, Maryland.
Right on!
At Liberty Works Radio Headquarters to talk about Westminster, or Carroll County, Frederick County. Mindy Bianca of the Maryland Division of Tourism will be there. Joe from the Best Western, representatives of Frederick and Carroll counties, in studio with us.
We get to meet all those people that we've just talked to their voices, and can't wait to meet Bonnie.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait to meet Bonnie. We're coming.
And yeah, suddenly Bonnie is booked off.
Oh, yeah. Don't know why. Three weeks vacation. You know.
We spend all this time arranging it, and suddenly she's booked off sick. We don't know why.
Art! I hope I get my voice back by then.
We'll be down there if everything works well with Air Canada. But we have our contingency plans, like everybody. We have a plan B in case of a strike. Plan B, C, D, and F.
We have a car.
Well, thanks for listening to Travel World once again. We're going to let you go for this week.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Art Barley.
Join us again next week on Travel World. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company. I've seen your face a thousand times.